Well, first of all, I make absolutely no excuses for fighting on behalf of farmers. 270,000 jobs in this state are associated with agriculture, $16 billion into our economy, and $9 billion in wages and salaries. I think it's a critical part of our economy, and I think it's worth fighting for those jobs. And agriculture is important to East Arkansas. It's important to Northwest Arkansas, South Arkansas, anywhere across the state. So I don't think it's regional as far as our state's concerned. I think it has a tremendous amount to give to our economy. So I don't make any excuses fighting, and I don't make any excuses about how I fought. I brought this bill up back in November with a bipartisan co-sponsor. I brought it before the Senate five separate times. It's been turned down by the Republicans. The congressman's voted against ag disaster. The fact is this is something that's important to us. We did see tremendous disasters in 2009. We saw farmers that were planting two and three times, putting two and three times the capital into their operations that they have done in previous years, only to find a flood at the end of 2009 in the fall before they harvested their crops. What industry, what business do you know that can invest three times the amount of money into producing their business or their product and find out that at the end of the day it's worth only half of what it normally was? I think it's worth fighting for. I'll continue to. The reason the negotiations are ongoing is because I want to get the best deal I possibly can for Arkansas farmers.
Congressman Bozeman.
Well, I'm very, very supportive of the plight of the farmer. I've won the Friend of Farm Bureau every year, also in this Congress. Again, my voting record is as good in that regard as anybody. The problem with this was the reason that you've had the New York Times articles and several other editorials is the way it's being paid for. Again, I'm very supported. I wrote a letter to the president earlier in the year, much earlier, saying that we needed to support this. And yet, the problem is the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson, said that this is not appropriate. The president has no authority to do this. The ranking member of the House Ag Committee also said the same thing. The ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee said that the president does not have the ability to write a check for $1.5 billion. That's the huge sticking point. Senator Lincoln mentioned that I voted against some of these things, and I have. The problem is that these things are stuck in much larger bills. Again, spending bill after spending bill with no ability to pay for it. They're all lumped together. And so that's the situation that we've gotten ourselves into.
Senator, you have the opportunity for rebuttal.
Yes. And I'd like to say that in the last decade, there have been at least 20 instances where there has been the authority for the Secretary of Agriculture and USDA to be able to aid farmers in disaster. Whether it's one authority or another, there's several that are available to them. We have looked at several of those. We've come up with the fact that they absolutely do have the authority to be able to do that. All you have to do is look no further than Senator Thune, who was here visiting on behalf of Congressman Bozeman. Where President Bush allowed USDA to use some of the same authority to be able to assist some of his farmers. The accusations that USDA does not have the authority to help farmers across this country is absolutely moot. They do. As far as where it's being paid from, we have offered many opportunities or suggestions of where it could be paid for. It has to be paid for out of the ag budget, and I think that's completely appropriate. These are farmers that have seen disaster. They're hurting. They need to be kept in the economy, and this is what USDA and the Secretary of Agriculture has the ability to do. I tried to do it through the Congress, but the Republicans wouldn't allow me to do it that way. I'm more than happy to use any way imaginable that is within the confines of the law to be able to make sure that my farmers in Arkansas, our ag producers, the 270,000 jobs that are important to Arkansas, are going to be maintained.
Congressman, you may have the last word if you choose.
Well, she did try and do it through Congress. She tried to put it in the Defense Authorization Bill, which, again, that simply did not belong there. Congress agreed with that. But the reality is, as you look at these editorials, every one of them, when you look at Colin Peterson, what he said about it, when you look at what the ranking member on agriculture has said about it, when you look what her ranking member on ag in the Senate has said about it, they all agree, it's unanimous, the president does not have the authority to bail her out in this way, in the sense of doing this. So I'm not opposed at all. In fact, I'm on record. I'm very supportive of going forward. I understand the plight and the problem. But there's a right way to do things, and there's a wrong way to do things. And this type of thing is the reason that we've got ourselves in the situation that we are now, again with over a $1 trillion deficit.